League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Stroud on first down. He was looking downfield. He's going downfield toward the end zone. Down! Leaping grab! He's got it! Touchdown, Texans!
It's the avalanche of fear.
So, it's
not even close.
Okay, but...
it's not even close.
So, I'm German. Okay, but...
from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Five things for a day for a breakdown.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 95. I mean, Frank finds... Okay, Frank.
Just dumbed you
A-hole.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I had something brilliant to say after that. But, okay, forget about that. That's the magic of editing.
Yeah.
How you can make someone look terrible.
I mean, when he gets to today's show, he'll talk about how you don't think unattractive people are... you think unattractive people are more trustworthy than attractive people, like you said today.
Yeah.
Like, well, particularly,
I mean,
when they're sideline reporters.
Changed an entire attitude.
Particularly when they do sideline reporting.
Right.
And you also... he might also make mention of the reference you made about Shelly Smith.
I've never, ever...
oh, I'm off that.
I've never seen an ugly person lie about coaches, about talking to coaches.
Don't let him walk you into that. You let him just walk you right into it.
I've never seen that. I've never seen an
this
ugly person do that.
This is like a quarterback throwing a wide receiver into a collision. That's what you just did.
No, that's not the same, because wide receivers generally don't do... I mean, quarterbacks generally don't do that on purpose.
Well, that's true.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
No, he's talking about me leading you into a big hit.
I have to. I'm trying to figure this out. Have you ever seen an ugly person lie about talking to coaches? No.
Well, I've never seen...
I can believe them.
I've never seen an ugly person admit to it, I think is what you're... I don't know if they have lied.
Exactly.
I just don't know that they've admitted to it.
I've seen Carissa Thompson do it.
Well, you've seen her admit to it. You don't know when she lied.
I do. She told us when she lied. When coaches wouldn't talk to her.
But we don't know when they did it.
I'm pretty sure she was attractive at the time.
No, so. But we don't know when or when they didn't talk to her. I'm just saying. All she did was admit, and I think you should probably take a step back from saying unattractive sideline reporters won't lie, while attractive ones will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think now I doubt them now. That's
okay. All
because
of what one person said.
That's right. 100% of them that I've heard make this stuff up are attractive.
That's a good way to go through life. If you said it and someone similar to you or looks like you, then they have had to say it too.
Well, 100% are attractive. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Oh, my God, no. Somebody put out somebody dropped something in a porta potty and they're reaching down in there.
Why would you bring that up?
God.
Why would you bring that up?
Oh, that's like a nightmare. Whatever you drop in a porta potty, leave it.
Oh,
it's no longer
too.
Worth.
This is why you got to have phone insurance.
Yeah.
If you drop it in there, it's got to stay in there. Just file an insurance claim.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
Now, if you drop a disc in a ditch and you're playing disc golf, you do need to try to go down there and get that. You just need to be careful not to have your feet uneven where one foot's lower than the other one, because if the lower one slips, then your right foot will basically almost break your ankle, and you'll definitely have a second-degree ankle sprain, high ankle sprain. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you hurt yourself. So go after discs, especially if they're ones that you like a lot. Don't go after them, though, if they fall in a porta-potty.
No. Never.
Like, even I wouldn't go after my favorite disc in a porta potty.
What about your wedding ring?
Sorry. Mark Klein. Hey, Call something.
Yeah,
for me?
It's so worth calling Mark over. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no chance. I'm doing that. Cougs win. How about this? 69-55.
Yep.
The Cougs. They won
basketball.
The basketball. They're the Charleston champions. So congratulations, Jamal Shedd is just really good. C.J. Crier had himself a big game. L.J. Crier had himself a big game. This team is starting to, you know, it's a really, really good basketball team. Really good basketball team. And they're sixth in the country now. Well, this is going to be fun. This is going to be another fun season to watch. We got some good basketball to watch between the Cougs and the Rockets. We got some good we got good, hard-nosed defensive teams for a change. I mean, both teams.
I like the coaches.
Yeah.
I like the coaches.
Yeah. No, the coaches have made all the difference in the world in basketball here. 713-780-3776. Let's hear from C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud did throw the picks, right? He threw three picks yesterday. Two, basically his fault, right? Two were his fault. But the other one was not when he got when Robert Woods got hit from behind before the ball got there and it went off. He says he's not going to let those interceptions hurt him. But he also had MVP chance out there. We had MVP chance out there, which was after hey, how scared were you when he took that hit?
Real scared.
Oh my
gosh. I was thinking it was going to be wrist at first.
I thought.
Then shoulder. And
I
then
thought it was
like,
head.
If it was, when his head hit the ground.
He came up underneath.
When the head hit the ground,
he came up underneath his chin with the helmet.
Well, I was interested to see if they made it. I was like, don't get up early. Don't give up early. Because I don't want to see any wobble.
Yeah, right.
He's like, just stay down and make sure you're okay. And
but he came right back in, and what did the crowd do? MVP, MVP. Yeah. Here he is talking about the crowd chanting MVP.
I really didn't hear it, but I appreciate it. But yeah, it's cool. Hopefully, man, I keep playing good and keep putting wins together, and that's definitely in my goals, not only for this year, but I mean for every year. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm focused on one play, one game at a time. And knowing how people are so wishy-washy, I don't know if I'm still in that race. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But nah, man, I think this game, man, it's the testament of who is going to not blink and who's going to just keep going. And for me, I mean, that's how kind of the adversity that I've been dealt, not only in my football career, but in life. So I'm going to just keep going, man. And I think I put another great performance together. Was blessed enough to have a great game throwing the ball. But, of course, got to eliminate the turnovers. But I appreciate the fans doing that and appreciate them, man. We're going to need them for sure next week. Like, Jacksonville is a great team. Playing them twice, and it's hard to beat a team twice. So we got to bring our A game, and their energy, that definitely helps.
Once again, just very passively just saying, make sure you come, guys.
Be out there.
We'd really love it if you came to our football games.
It was the majority full. Somebody said 85% in that neighborhood. Listen, the Texans, it's going to be – there were 20 years of sellouts here, okay? People putting their money behind this team for a product that was inferior for all those years. And then it got to a clown show, and people just were done, were fed up. They're starting to come back.
Relinquish season tickets.
Yeah, I did.
And PSLs.
I did mine.
Yeah.
I just said, forget it. You can have my PSL money. I'm done. I'm done with Jews, but I'm back now. I'll go to games. I didn't go to all the games anyway. I couldn't give the tickets away when I had them, but I'll go when I go. I buy my tickets. I'll buy them individually. It's a lot cheaper than buying season tickets. I'm sorry, Texans, but it is. I don't want other people to do that. I'm sure you don't want other people to do that. You want them to buy season tickets, and that's fine. But it's going to take a little bit to get the faith back. People lost faith in this organization, and now. You know, it's starting to come back. JJ, slow down, okay? JJ Watt had a tweet for everybody that was like, get on out there and see CJ. You deserves it and all of this stuff. Well, we deserve better than we got for a good portion for 2 decades.
This was a joke. I mean, honestly, this has been terrible. Yeah. It has been absolutely atrocious.
A clown show.
It has been a true clown show. Behind the scenes, all that. And we tried to make the most of it by having fun and joking about, you know, the Game of Thrones stuff. But it was all real. Like, it was real. And I found out more stuff. I'm not even going to bring it up on the air. But it's just the fact that the Texans are where they are with real grown-ups, and you know, a guy that I don't give a lot of credit to, but I want to give some credit. Oh, and I want to get Larry Stafford in. It was good to see him yesterday. But I want to give some credit to Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio, I think, has been just, you know, yeah, we can talk about the Kenyon Green stuff or this or that. But Nick Caserio has helped manned the ship of getting this back where it looks like a real team. Like it's an organized team with better street free agents that they brought in. They've had better undrafted free agents who have come in. Nick Caserio has done his job. Has it been the best job? I don't know. It's up for debate. I think he could draft a little better, but I don't think it's been bad. It hasn't been bad.
No.
And I don't care how. I'm not going to get in a pissing match about how they acquired C.J. Stroud and who's responsible. The GM catches the bullets when it doesn't go well. So if it goes well, he should get credit. So I want to make sure that, you know, I've said there's been things about Nick I didn't love, but I think Nick has done a pretty good job of being the adult that this organization needed. And, of course, not enough can even be said about what D'Amico Ryans has meant.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans has literally A.J. Hinched this thing, where he is the calming influence with players, and we're maybe starting to see it grow up a little bit, just like A.J. was the right kind of voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think D'Amico is definitely the right kind of voice and leader that this organization needed.
You that's your comp. The NFL is going to be so proud of you.
A.J. Hinch?
You comped A.J. Hinch?
Yeah.
For D'Amico?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So
I don't have a scouting report to write up, but
because, yeah. I mean,
although D'Amico is more of a, like, I think A.J. Hinch was, well, I guess he was a leader, too. We just see, you don't really know in baseball. It's all behind the scenes. In football, we get the camera, we get the post-game interview, the post-game celebration in the locker rooms. We get everything with a coach. So we got a shot on the sideline of them actively. Mm-hmm. D'Amico's calling the defense, and it was a defense that played well. So, you know, it's easy to see that with D'Amico.
Was that part of the symposium? That if we're going to make cross-sports references, yeah, make sure you don't compare, yeah, D'Amico. Are there any black managers left besides Rod Washington in MLB?
I could have just said reminds me of Dusty.
Cito Gaston?
Is he even alive?
Cito Gaston cannot even be on. Cito Gaston.
Don't
Cito
check Gaston's that. You know,
I am, why is don't today check. The day I'm
You know
Cito
Gaston's Gaston. Not managing anywhere. Stop checking.
Time for you to
He's
talk.
He's 79. Cito Gaston's older than Dusty.
So, if you're in your 70s, you can manage now, all right? Madden wants a job. Dusty's
doesn't
got a
have
job.
One. Doesn't have one.
Well, yeah, that's true. Time for you to talk about being an underdog, Lance.
All right, I'll talk about Underdog Fantasy, because you can go to underdogfantasy.com or you can go to Underdog Fantasy, the app, and download the app. And what you're going to get when you use promo code Lance is you're going to get a really cool feature. You get not only the $100 bonus, but a lot of times they're going to put the special mystery pick in there for you. But this is basketball and football season. We've got both basketball and football going on. How cool is that? When you play your pick'em, you can mix and match basketball and football. You can just do one particular sport if you want to, but you can handle NBA, take higher or lower in statistics for different individual players, pair it with some of the players from Monday Night Football tonight, and you have a chance to win real money at great multipliers. For example, if you, I'll give you four. If you pick four players correctly to go higher or lower, you're going to win 10 times your money. But there are also special boosters that are inside the Pick'em Challenge right now that can pay you even more. If you go one extra player and you hit five correctly, that's a 20-to-1 payout or more, depending on which games you pick and which players you pick, I should say, on the higher or lower. You Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance. Let them match up to $100. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
That's right, it's John and Lance at 713-780-3776. Larry and Stafford is here, as Lance had
said. Did you see what happened with Larry?
No, what happened with Larry?
Larry rode in on the ATV to hype the crowd. You know, they're doing that with fans. The Texans, one of the smart moves they've made, I think, is acknowledging a lot of the fans who have been around for a long time and making them involved with game day stuff. And they've got a fan council. Larry's actually on the fan council, and he rode in on an ATV yesterday and was doing the hype stuff.
Nice.
Oh,
cool.
With the fans before the game started.
Let's get him in here. See what how was that experience, Larry?
Lance, man, that was one of the best experiences I've had over there on Kirby, man. And let me get into it, man, because here's the thing. You guys were talking about how they're trying to get the fans back and everything, man. And we took a whole bunch of body blows, man, because if everybody remembers, we gave them 20 great years of nothing but everything that we had over there, man. And then when all that stuff went to hell in a handbasket with Easter being Bill O'Brien and all that, man, we tried to hold on as long as we could, man, and really go out there and continue to support it. And then they followed it up with Cully and Lovey. Hey, man, even the rats wanted to get off the Titanic at some point, man, because you couldn't just continue to feed us that kind of BS, man. And then they tinkered with hiring Josh McNown, and I was sitting over there thinking, man, you know how many times I said I was going to give my tickets up, but I'm a fan of football, man, and I'm a fan of them boys, man, and I just couldn't allow myself to let this thing go down without me being a part of it. And now when you see, and Lance, you was talking about the comp for D'Amico Ryans being our A.J. Hinch and everything, and I've said this on multiple shows and multiple platforms, man, that I think D'Amico Ryans is as important to Houston Texans fans as Bob Phillips was to the Houston Oilers fans. Because it's about personalities and energy. And what D'Amico has done over there is he's allowed what we know that needs to happen. He's allowed these young people that are playing that game to see what it's like from us old dudes that go out there and that have done it before. I'll say the same thing about Ime Udoka. Same thing. You bring in these kind of dudes to let them know that, look, all this foolishness that y'all are doing, all this little petty stuff, TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff, that ain't going to matter if your ass ain't winning no games. And now they starting to win games. So I'm glad that my city is back on top where they're supposed to be in terms of just getting this chip corrected and getting us arcing up, man. Because here's the thing. In this city, you got to have a winning football team, man. And I continue to believe that them boys over there on Kirby, man, are really starting to turn this thing around. Because now that they beat the Cardinals yesterday, now your Jacksonville Jaguars ass got to bring their ass from Duval to H-Town. And see, they made a mistake when they let us beat their ass up there. Now they're going to come in here and see what it's really about. And as far as the game goes yesterday, riding out with Toro, like I said, that was one of the best days I've had over there on Kirby, because I was there when they beat them Cowboys 19-10, and I felt that energy in that stadium. And yesterday I felt a little hum of that energy coming back. And it almost left out of there when that safety blitzed my damn quarterback and drove him into the dirt. I don't like that kind of stuff, LZ, because I'm going to tell you something. We got a dog over there in number 7, man, and we got to keep him upright as long as we can. Fellas, I think it's a good time for everybody to start understanding to get back on this thing, man, because we rolling. Now, all you Titan fans that's sitting out there still trying to hold on to that old all the stuff, I don't give a damn if y'all keep them old sorry-ass uniforms, because y'all ass don't have no quarterback. Y'all might want to bring your ass back to A-Town if you're living in Houston and being a Titan fan, and I'll holler.
And I'll holler. A lot of ass words he said in there.
Yeah, the second half of that call.
Yeah.
The last third.
First half.
The finishing kick had a lot of ass in it. Bring your ass, right. Whip their ass,
right.
Beat their ass. But it was accurate.
Yeah, a lot of
it was
ass.
Accurate.
A lot of ass in there.
So 7 is a dog. 3 is a dog.
3 is a dog.
7 and 3 have 7. Dog tendencies.
So, okay.
And you know what? 26 is a dog.
26 is a dog. Has been playing
52.
Like a dog. 52. What?
Playing with some dog. 24 showed some dog.
53 is playing like a dog.
Yeah, 53 and 24 showed some dog yesterday.
Yeah, he did. 21 made the play at the end, too.
Yeah, 24 has some dog. He's spicy. You know you got a spicy cornerback when he's calling out his own general manager for wearing a sweater vest.
he's got some nuts. Okay.
I know.
He's got some dog. He's got some nuts.
And he wanted a contract extension. So sorry-ass, goofy-ass sweater vest. Like, Steven, he's the GM.
And you don't have a contract.
Stop.
So, CJ, speaking of three, CJ talked about Tank. That play was so sweet. So sweet.
So this is what... So CJ got... So you could see CJ point, right?
Yeah.
He basically...
Well, that's... Okay.
Quarterbacked. All right, well, watch the whole thing.
Let's do 14. Let's do 14, where CJ walks us through that TD pass to Tank Dell. Here's CJ walking us through the touchdown pass
at the end
Tank.
Of the half.
Yeah, they got a little pressure. It was a drawback from under center. They got a little pressure, so I was able to get the edge and escape. And those are things that we work on in practice is the scramble drill. He made a distinct move and took off to the back pylon, and I felt like he had good leverage on the defender. And just trying to get him a shot and throw a good ball. And I don't know if he's seen me or not, but I know he caught it, and it was a really great catch. And I'm really happy that play was able to be made. And I think that we can build on top of that. Something in this league that you have to be great at is scramble drill. Sometimes they do good in coverage. They get paid too, you know. So, I mean, you're playing against a great defense, a great team every year. And that Cardinals team took people to the wire every game. And for us to be able to pull out a win and make plays the way he's been able to make them, to be able to run the ball, man, it's something that we're going to continue to build on.
You know, with them having that chemistry, did you see Tank was running a post, and now he sees that CJ is in trouble, and CJ points, and CJ fires it to the corner, you know, as it turned into a corner route. Did you see this route that Tank
ran?
Well,
it was a scramble. He scrambled deep. I mean, CJ gave him the heads up, so it was like a curl outside, and then he saw what was going on, and in turn, he did this really well at U of H, too. He scrambles with his quarterback and ran and just took off for the end zone. And Marco Wilson, who's so terrible, him and Quincy, he threw.
That's some hate from Lance.
It's not hate. Marco That's Wilson's bad. And every Cardinal fan will tell you.
You hate because of how they went after you.
Marco Wilson went after you?
No, his brother did Quincy, but I keep it in the family.
See, I told you that's hate.
No, I have Marco as a... I didn't think Marco was very good in college, but he's extremely...
To forgive
he's extremely
others,
athletic and has great traits.
Forgive.
But
okay.
Well, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Forgiven.
I ain't got to that part of the book yet.
Okay.
And Tank just scrambled deep, and CJ made a throw that only Tank could get to. I mean, it was a perfect... That's what made the other interception disappointing, the little play action. I was hoping CJ would just go through the season with one interception.
Yeah, but...
But apparently that's not going to be the case
now. Well, now it's five, so... He had two coming in? Yeah, he had two.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he had one last week.
Yep. So,
and then he had three this week.
So is he trending toward two interceptions per game now?
Well, he only had one last week.
And three
well,
this
that's
week.
Two
oh,
over
you're going with your
average.
Averages.
Yeah, an average of two.
Is he still in an MVP hunt? He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
The odds are now they're less in his favor now.
After the three picks?
Yes.
What are the current odds?
Did they look at his yards?
Yeah, but turnovers are always going to play,
well,
play
that's
a part.
Just, well, no, people work off of they work I've more now more than ever the huge swings. You know, right now Bo Nix really may be he might be the Heisman
Trophy. Well, I'll tell you, Jaden Daniels is right there with him though.
Jaden Daniels, but he didn't have the wins that Bo Nix has.
No,
is the problem. But Jaden's having a great year. Jaden might be the best player in college football, but he's having a great, great year. Bo Nix is.
Does Tank Dell make you look at Jaden Daniels any differently?
No, because Tank's in his rookie year. He's missed two out of the 10 games, but, well, kind of two. He was hurt in one game, missed
well,
the next game.
He had a concussion. No, it had nothing to do with his body.
No, Jaden Daniels, to me, if you're okay with Bryce Young, then you're probably okay with Jaden Daniels. Because Jaden is, he's actually a much better runner than Bryce Young.
Yeah.
He's an explosive runner.
Really
I remember really liking him as a freshman at Arizona State. I thought, this kid's going to be a good football player. But he's so skinny, I probably won't even have to ride him up for draft stuff. But that's not going to be the case, man. That guy he's going to be a factor. Is he a senior this year or junior? Jaden Daniels. I think he's a senior.
I know he's... I think he's been at least in college for 4 years. I don't know if he's.
I think he's
eligibility wise. If he's a senior,
I think he's a senior. He's another really interesting one because he's a dual threat quarterback.
But doesn't he get like four more years because he's? Because of COVID?
If you played in 2020, you get an extra year if you want to take it.
If you want to take it.
But he'll always be skinny. So that's not going to change. Nope. So staying at LSU an extra year. I mean, honestly, Daniels might be in the mix for being the third quarterback. I don't. I need to take a look at him because I.
The way he's performed, why is he. You haven't looked at him yet, but you're like, he's third. Why is he clearly third at best right now?
Instead of higher?
Yeah.
Just because NFL teams are – here's why. It's a weird thing because he doesn't have the background of Bryce Young, but this is how people operate. Bryce Young's not having a great year, and he's the smallest quarterback, and it's not really his fault, but he's still not playing well. Subconsciously, they'll think, yep, small quarterback. C.J. Stroud, bigger quarterback, playing well. The same reason why when Baker Mayfield played well as a 1-1 – it was much easier to draft Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but let's face it, Caleb Williams was one of Heisman. Caleb Williams has been in the forefront. Caleb Williams, this is without a doubt. And Drake May got all kinds of love, too. Jaden Daniels just is recent. He's recently getting love.
He's small, but you mean skinny. He's listed at 6'4".
No, he's tall. I think he's going to come in at like 6'3". I swear to God, like 6'3 guys are going to be bigger. I need to get to what Jay Feely said yesterday.
All right.
He's probably 190, but that's still 190. Even if he's 192, that is super thin at 6'3.
We'll do it on the other side. But first, I want to tell you, Damaris has turkeys. And if you haven't gotten, listen, don't go and buy a turkey. Let Yanni and Frankie and the Damarises cook your turkey for you. If you want it broiled, if you want it basted, however you want it, fried is the best. Love it. It's incredible, but you're running out of time. Go to Damaris.com right now or call one of the locations and order your turkey. I'm telling you, it's the best turkey. It's fantastic. It is fantastic. If you're looking for a turkey, get to Damaris.com, Damaris.com, and have a little tequila with it.
Have some Maestro Nobel, as a matter of fact. Now, when they have the fried turkeys, be careful now because I know the fried turkey people get the ouzo out sometime. But I stick with just my Maestro Nobel. Had some this weekend. Really happy to have it. Had the Cristalino. As a matter of fact, enjoyed some football, watching some football with my Maestro Nobel. The sip, I'm going to give out a bottle of Cristalino to some. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I'm giving away my bottle, one of the bottles that I got over at Total Wine. I'm going to make sure I get one of those additional ones to give it to two different people, one who lives out of the city and one who is in the city, because I think it makes a great gift. A bottle of really cool tequila is a great gift for somebody who is a fan of a high-end tequila. Now, they're very reasonably priced for such a high-end premium tequila, but what they give you is an opportunity to experience a variety of different flavor profiles, from the Reposado to the Añejo, the Cristalino, or even the silver and smoked silver. They're waiting for you. It's Maestro Nobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Chris in here before we do that Jay Feely thing, if you can find it. Chris has been waiting. He wants to talk about his Texans. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, John. Hey, Lance. A couple things about CJ I've noticed. First of all, CJ does not seem to get onto his guys whenever they, you know, drop a ball or allow a sack. You know, I really like that about him. He doesn't show up his teammate. I just really like his character. And you know, the coach and the QB are almost the same guy. And it's just a lot of fun to watch right now. And the other thing I've noticed about CJ is, yeah, we've been talking about his arm talent, but his footwork, you know, it's just amazing.
And I think it goes to his basketball skills, where he was able to be, you know, good at basketball. I mean, he doesn't even need to step into his throws to throw a 15-yard strike. You know, he doesn't even need to step into the throw. He's just standing there and throwing. It's just amazing to watch. So fun to see CJ excel. Talk to you later.
Yeah. CJ is
so naturally accurate that is fun. I mean, he still has his – I do think we're putting so much on the kid. I say kid, the young man, because he is – the expectations now are so high because he's been so good, and his accuracy is unlike anything people have seen. Like, it is his ball placement is really exceptional. Yesterday, it wasn't his placement so much as he just babied a couple throws. One, he was off balance on the third interception. On the other one, he just kind of babied it a little bit, and there was – interception, there was a defender underneath he didn't see, which is something when he threw interceptions at Ohio State, it was almost always linebackers who he just didn't recognize where they were or just underestimated them, and he would kind of baby a throw over the top. That's what he did yesterday. It's not that big a deal, but he is, look at this, has Brock Purdy proven he's a star quarterback? Just last week he was dead.
Yeah.
He was literally, can the 49ers win with Brock Purdy? This is what I mean. Everyone's sky high on CJ. He has three interceptions yesterday in a winning effort, in really a game where he just made, I think, two bad throws. That was really it. I mean, three total bad throws, and I'm not counting the other interception. But we're so flighty, go up and down and fickle, but he is going to have some bad games. Like,
yeah, CJ Stroud is now out of
two that weren't great. He had two games in a row that weren't great, and yet then he had to come from behind wins back-to-back, and the MVP stuff started up, and then you see all the statistics that are popped up, and you, like, it's an exciting – I hope we don't have to have a narrative on our quarterback every week. What's the new narrative on C.J. Stroud? Because they're already going to do that in nationally, like they're doing right now with Brock Purdy. Don't fall for that. This is the best quarterback the Texans have ever had. Deshaun Watson, we know how it ended, but Deshaun Watson was a talented player. C.J. Stroud is a talented quarterback. Yeah. And I think C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback the Texans have ever had. I know it's a relatively small sample size, but I feel fairly confident in that.
Yeah.
Based on how he plays football.
Based on his accuracy. Based on his – and, I mean, all everything that about S2 – there was a big article about S2 and what I think The Athletic did something on the S2 and how, you know, it was misinterpreted. No, who was it? Somebody else did it. Somebody did a piece on S2 and had the owner of S2 on, the guy we had on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he said everybody misinterpreted what we said. So, he, you know.
Well, they did. I mean, they did it and misinterpreted. You can read it however you want. The score is a score. S2 didn't say anything. They don't write anything up. It's just you can interpret it how you want to. I think CJ's right now an outlier, a guy with a low score who looks like he processes just fine. He goes through reads. You can see it on TV. I thought they had a great vantage point yesterday where they showed him getting through his reads. And, yeah, I mean, it's been mostly successful in showing aptitude for something. But in C.J. Stroud's case, it looks like that was one where you have to factor in other things. And the Texans already told us they did factor in other things. And they, by the way, they're not subscribers to S2. I'm almost positive.
The Texans aren't.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, they're not. They're not. It says in there the Texans aren't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. And but two teams in the division are.
Yeah.
Do subscribe.
Yep.
And I would imagine.
Colts are one of them.
Well, yeah. And they liked Richardson better. And they
I think
lose.
Yes, you mattered.
And them. They lose.
So far, and I think it's going to be that way. Oh. I mean, Richardson had a bunch of issues coming out that he needed to work on, but he looks pretty good in the limited time. But one guy got knocked out for one play yesterday, and Anthony Richardson's out for the year. The other guy's going to be rookie of the year and is going to get MVP votes.
Yeah,
C.J. Stroud, as long as he doesn't tank. He's going to get MVP votes, especially if he has a good two touchdown game, 270 yards passing, and they beat Jacksonville and they end up winning the division. How is he not going to get MVP votes if they end up winning 10 games? And it's possible. Look at the schedule; it's absolutely possible. But you saw how they almost got beat by the Cardinals. Like, You can't do what you did yesterday. There's very few teams. You know how they have the stat that said that would have been a home run in 27 ballpark? That would have been a loss with about 20. What you did yesterday, that would have been a loss with about 28 teams.
Probably, yeah.
If you left that many scoring opportunities on the field, that would have been a loss.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Let's get Ryan in here, and then we'll get to News of the Weird. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, Dale, John, and Lance? Hey, I never thought I'd be excited about the Texans. You know, I've been, like, let down for the past 3-4 years, you know. And what we're getting out of C.J. Stroud right now is, like, really special. I didn't think they would be this far ahead, you know, like going in, the defense is okay, you know, everything's going well. Hey, I didn't think we would get all these wins that we're having right now, man. It's just special, man. I feel like we're lucky right now. So I don't know, and y'all comment on that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a blessing. It really is. I mean, this is so fun for us because we get to talk about something. I was explaining it, like last year after a game, we would talk about it on Monday. And then we wouldn't talk about them for the rest of the week. There was nothing to talk about.
It's true.
And the year before, we would basically break down, you know, they did this.
All right, let's get to the other teams.
Yeah. And then let's talk about, yeah, we were talking about all the other teams in the NFL. We were talking about basketball right now or not.
College football. It was really more college football and other NFL teams.
Yes.
Because what are we going to say?
Greg Cosell came on every week, and we couldn't even talk about the Texans.
I know. It actually would be so much better to have Greg Cosell talking about what he sees about CJ on tape now than last year.
No.
Because we couldn't even talk. Yeah. Texans, like, Greg would be like, I don't watch. My job is national. Why would I watch the Texans? We're like, fair point.
This is so true. Patrick Storm put out a tweet. This should be the only thing on Jalen Petrie's Christmas list. It's a tackling dummy. He needs to tackle better. Man, he's bad at it. James Conner came through, he had him stop for a 2-yard gain, and he broke the tackle, and he picked up a first down
Conner broke multiple tackles.
Yeah, but Petrie, this is a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
And on Kyler's touchdown, man, he had him in the backfield. He came through. Nobody touched him, and Jalen just fell down. Petrie just fell down, and Kyler ran around him and scored the touchdown. This happens way too often. Jalen Petrie needs to tackle better. He's flying out of control, and that's the biggest thing. He gets into the backfield so fast, but he doesn't tackle anybody because he's flying.
It's called coming to balance, is with a scouting term. Well, you can rush in, but if you rush in and you don't come to balance as a tackler, then you have all that momentum that works against you. And you've got to, you have to be perfect with where you hit the guy. And when you hit him, you know, it's impressive and all that stuff. But if you don't come to balance as a tackler, any move left or right, and you're off, you're no longer centered as a tackler. When you come to balance, you slow down, you break down into a tackling form, and you're much more likely to be a finisher. And I'm telling you now, Jalen Petrie is not a back-end safety. He's not a guy that should be doing a lot of coverage down the field. That's not his strength. His strength is playing downhill and being able to disrupt around the line of scrimmage. But when you do that as a safety, you must be a good tackler. Like, that's one of the things that you need. That should be one of your strengths, is that you're a good open field tackler. Yep. And right now, Petrie has to be a better open field tackler because it's one of the top three things you've got. You got to be. I would put it as number two, maybe number one, open field tackler. Are you a consistent tackler? Do you take good angles to the football? I mean, that's what his job is, to make plays inside 10 yards.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's just the opposite right now, just the opposite. All right, 946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Houston Powder Coaters. I really like talking about Houston Powder Coaters because what they do over there is fantastic. Houston Powder Coaters are going to get your furniture or whatever it is, your car parts, your boat parts. Boat parts will rust out because of the salt, right? Well, Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. There's so much that they do. And car parts, if you've got car lifts, it just may be shoddy right now. the metal, it doesn't have to necessarily be rusted, but the metal might be shoddy. And Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. And your outdoor patio furniture, go ahead, buy new patio furniture. See how that works out for you. See how expensive it is. Well, save what you got. Save a bunch of money because Houston Powder Coaters is going to be cheaper than you buying all new furniture. Now, it may be in a place where you can't get it redone or you can't get it done with Houston Powder Coaters, but they'll be honest with you. Robin says call, send her a text of pictures of your patio furniture, and she'll be honest whether or not she can save it for you. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this thing to save that furniture, man, I don't care if it's got some kind of sentimental value or you just don't want to spend all that money on new patio furniture, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, so have you seen Kim Kardashian's new commercial? It's pretty good.
Does it involve the butt?
No, it actually involves the bra. It's a new bra. Let's let Kim explain to you
her new
fashion statement.
The sea levels are rising. Ice sheets are shrinking, and I'm not a scientist, but I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing a brand new bra with a built-in nipple, so no matter how hot it is, you'll always look cold. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike the icebergs, these aren't going anywhere.
So,
okay.
Global warming. Kim's worried about that your nipples won't be showing because it's hot up. Now, Greenpeace is none too pleased with her.
What are they? Are they upset like I am that that's kind of not the truth in advertising is kind of being violated?
That's
not. We already have to deal with the fake butt thing has become an epidemic now.
No, they're not upset with
fake
nipples and bras.
Real?
They're upset.
So what
with
are they
her.
Mad about?
They're upset about the, you know, global warming and her using it as a advertising tool for her nipple bra.
Well, it's not going to change global warming.
Well, they don't like have it, someone with that type of reach.
Well, I thought they were mad because, you know,
no.
It's not, those aren't real.
They're like, hey, if you're going to, you know, invoke global warming, how about treating it seriously as opposed to using it as a way to
Well,
sell
not
your
only
bra.
That, but they've taken it a step further. Apparently, greenwashing explained that climate activists like Kim are using to the climate to promote a plastic product made from petrochemicals. So
that too.
So not only is she like using, you know, global warming to try to sell her nipple bra, but she's also using plastics that are none too good for the ecology.
But maybe they're recycled plastic.
Yeah.
I have shoes from Adidas that are made with recycled plastic.
Maybe not. We don't know. But they say she's using petrochemicals.
That's not the thing to me. The thing to me is, like, those aren't real.
Yeah, they're not real, but...
I mean, it's got...
Did you see
got the
her,
fake
though?
Eyelashes, the lips, the boobs, the butt, the nipples now. Like,
so
really?
So, you don't want to be fooled by
no,
nipples in the wild?
That's gold.
So yeah.
That's the outrage here.
I don't care. I saw the commercial. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So Lance, when Lance is at Central Market, he wants the nipples that are
real.
Poking through shirts to be real.
Real.
Not fake. He doesn't want to be fooled.
Right.
Well, I don't want people to be that cold, Del.
Well,
I do like
cold. It doesn't
matter
how hot you are. You're going to look like you're cold.
I like colder weather better than you do, though.
Yeah you do. But yeah. I like hot weather like this now.
Well, she can go golf.
The North Carolina mayoral race has been decided by
a coin flip.
Yes, they are.
The coin has spoken.
Monroe, North Carolina. They are decided that they each received 970 votes. Exactly. So they're going to flip a coin
Please
to
tell
see
me
who's
somebody's
mayor.
Name is Grady. One of these mayor, Bubba Grady.
It's Robert Burns and Bob Janacek.
Yeah. Robert Burns won.
Robert. Well, I don't know.
Who won?
I don't know who won. They're going to decide it as, with a coin flip.
Oh, it hasn't been decided.
No, it hasn't been decided yet.
You know what? I'm making Burns the favorite, -120 against Janacek.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it's a coin flip. I just feel somehow they're going to.
I don't know. It's probably a 50-50.
I think they're going to screw the Polish guy.
A man granted asylum in the United Kingdom for claiming to be gay has been arrested.
For what?
Well, he sired three kids.
So false
with three
advertising.
Different women.
So false advertising again.
False advertising.
Can't have this.
No. You can't. Listen.
Can't have this.
You were granted asylum because you said you were gay. Three different women.
I am being persecuted in my country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just
wait now.
I'm sure the people in Alabama felt the same way when Lance's kid got that scholarship for being Latino, and they saw Lance like, wait a minute, what's that?
Show my wife.
You send Nicole all
like
the time.
Snacks trying to, when Sebastian tries to check on any box, Hispanic, they're going to be like,
are you though?
And he,
are you though?
Like Mason told me, you're intimidated by me and Sebastian's Latino heritage. Like, what are you doing?
A man tried to rob a bank after paying $500 to a wizard.
That's not real.
It's not real?
Yeah, that's not real. He's actually, I saw the community notes, he's actually a homeless man who was huffing gas fumes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back to Kim Kardashian. Do you know who GQ's Man of the Year is?
It's not Ye. It's not Diddy. It's definitely not going to be Trevor Bauer. It's not going to be, who is it?
Kim Kardashian, the reality star and entrepreneur, has been named one of GQ's Men of the Year. She announced on Instagram. She graces the magazine's cover as more specifically Tycoon of the Year in a tie with a bag of Cheetos.
So is she Man of the Year or Tycoon of the Year?
Well, she is. She was given the Tycoon title as Skims becomes the NBA's official underwear. Apparently, she's one of GQ's Men of the Year. Congratulations to Kim Kardashian, who doesn't look like it.
So we don't. So even GQ, they call themselves a men's magazine, decided that a woman should
be
their one
of the Man of the Year.
Like, it doesn't matter to me. I don't read GQ. I think it's an interesting choice.
I think
certainly
it's a great
publicity.
I think it's a great choice. Is she going to be wearing her bra? I don't know. We don't know yet. Okay.
Is she going to be in a pantsuit?
Yes,
on the cover?
Probably.
You have
more
to
than,
now.
More than likely. All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next. We had a great weekend, except, you know, the Rockets and the Cougs. But other than that, we had a great weekend. And so Paul will delve into all of that next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm going to talk right now about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Listen, the football season is winding down. You got to get your bets in. Let's go. You want to play, win, get paid? Yes, you want to do all of those things. And you can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can still get up to a $200 bonus from mybookie.ag. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag first time, sign up, and depending on how much you deposit, you got to deposit at least $50. But the more you deposit, the more the bonus will be. So up to $200 bonus you're going to get right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. And it's a quick cash out, too. You don't have to play it forever. All you need to do is play it once, and you're able to cash it out. That's never been done before, never been seen before in the history of man. So you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. Thousands of different stuff that you can play. Easy to navigate site. It's really, really cool. It's great. So if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, there's one way to do it. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. We'll be right back.